Hello, Evan Agee here of Agee Design. We've been a proud service provider and listener to the shows that Jay and Jack produce for several years now. We just wanted to invite you other listeners to contact us today if you're looking for a new website, logo, or other creative services. Check us out over at ageedesign.com today, and be sure to mention Jay and Jack for a special 20% discount.
Raleigh, North Carolina, it's The Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack, a podcast dedicated to the show Lost on ABC. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to The Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack. My name is Jay.
And I'm Jack.
And welcome to the Monday edition of The Lost, Podcast.
Is this going to be Monday?
I guess we could put it up today, but yeah, why don't we just say it's Monday?
Why wait till Monday?
Why not, for a change, why don't we be like 3 days early?
Wow.
I think people's minds will explode.
Well, that'd only be 2 days early.
Still, it would be
today's
early.
It's Friday.
It would be early, and that would be unique, I think.
I think so. I'm excited. Because we're the Lost Podcast dedicated to the show ABC, on ABC. It should have been on HBO.
Wow, you having trouble with it?
I'm having trouble. They should have been on HBO.
Why?
Then they would win some Emmys.
Is that what it takes?
That's all it takes.
They've won an Emmy before. They've won Emmys.
I know, but you just have to be on a cable show and you win.
Won them, though. Are you saying they'd win more if they were on HBO?
They'd win more. Don't you agree?
How would Lost be on HBO? Would it be any better? Because I think it's a great, sweeping, epic show, and it has, you know, it has very adult themes and adult-type stuff in it. Would it be any better on HBO?
I don't know if it could be. It would be better. No commercials.
I mean, you wouldn't have any commercials.
That would be tough on us, though.
Yeah, it would be. You'd have ability to, like, curse, but I don't think it's really necessary in this show. Like, I don't think you'd lose anything.
I don't think you need the swearing.
And Sawyer still swears.
Oh, who would be the ones that swear? You'd have Sawyer.
I think I could see Hurley swearing
every now and then. Hurley dropping an F-bomb every now and then. Well, maybe not an F-bomb.
I could see an F-bomb just like, fudge.
Fudge, dude. Let's see. Maybe Rose.
Not Rose.
I
can see Bernard throwing some F-bombs. He seems like one of those nice, reserved guys, but when he's ticked off, bam.
No, I say Bernie's would be cool. I don't think Bernie would be dropping. I think Rose would be dropping
you
the F-bomb.
You saw how ticked off Bernard got when they're trying to make the SOS sign?
Yeah, that's true.
So he'd totally be throwing the F-bombs.
Jen would be dropping F-bombs, but we wouldn't know.
Yeah. Well,
the closed caption.
Yeah. All right, so... Charlie would definitely be an F-bomber.
He's a rock star, so he'd be dropping. Kate, I think Super Kate would be. I think Super Kate would be dropping the F-bomb.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Here's a big.
What about Dr. Giggles?
Jack?
Yeah.
No, he'd be breathing too heavy. Well, I guess so. When he's like getting really, he's like, "You guys." Man, but
the sex scenes would be more graphic.
Yeah, but like that's what I'm saying though. It wouldn't really be necessary. That'd be kind of like going overboard. I think like you don't really need. Enough sex in it.
Get less episodes.
You think you get less episodes?
I think they only do like 13 on HBO, don't they?
Yeah. That's a good question. What do you guys think? How would Lost be on HBO? Would it be better? Would you rather have it on an HBO type situation?
Well, because there's a podcast out there. Mr. Payne goes, he does something. What if it was on HBO?
Uh-huh.
He does a segment, what if it was on HBO?
Oh, really? He does?
Yeah. But I was just thinking for the... I wasn't thinking for like the show's style. I was just thinking for the Emmys.
I don't think it would be as good, but like Dexter on Showtime's an amazing show, and they do an amazing
show. I've yet
to
watch it.
Awesome, awesome show. You should watch it.
I
have the first season on DVD.
You didn't tell me that.
I told you that when I first got it.
No, you didn't.
But, so yeah, who do you think would curse the most...
I'm gonna tell you right now. I think you'd be surprised. I don't think Sawyer would curse as much.
Really?
I think it's gonna be Rose.
Rose doesn't make any sense. She's sweet. She's kind. She's not a cursor.
I'm telling you.
You know her personally?
Maybe Locke. When Locke gets mad, come on.
What am I supposed to do? You effing beep.
Stop
bleep, bleep,
before I effing you in the back. Stab you in the effing back. That's what it'd be.
Oh man, you know, I don't know if I'd like the show more if there
you know
was
what we should do.
Freedom to throw an.
We should get Ralph and Ben from Darmalars to do an episode.
It's a good it's a good idea.
Yeah.
All right, so we have a new episode of the Lost Podcast today. Got a lot of calls to get into. Some feedback about your song, if you could call it that.
You know, a lot of people are upset that you interrupted me.
Uh-huh.
And I was thinking, you know, you have the creative process going. And like, would you stop Van Gogh from cutting off his ear? I mean, really?
Yeah, I think I'd stop it. That's probably part of his manic depression.
It was creative process.
You need a certain type of red to paint in there. And that ear blood is just,
well,
you
know,
can't get another type of
people
red.
People don't realize he was he traced his work.
Mm-hmm.
So he was doing a painting with an ear, so he had to. I don't know where we're going with this, but no, you but I will have the song will be. It's been a hectic week.
Uh-huh.
So it's going to be up in two. I'd probably say 2 weeks from today, we'll have it completed. Because I had someone send in some lyrics, and we're going to mix that in with what I have.
Okay.
And it's going to be, I think it's going to go gold. If you've ever watched that thing, you've seen The Thing You Do.
Yeah, the thing movie. You do, yeah.
I think I'm going to be playing Erie, PA. I think that's what's going to happen.
Oh, man.
I'm excited. And I'm going to be in Pittsburgh tomorrow. Going to see the Chargers play the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Are you going up tomorrow, but the game's on Sunday.
Game's on Sunday, yes.
Actually, there was a good question brought up in my music theory class.
About football?
Would like certain art and all that kind of stuff made from people that are like, you know, they have like psychological problems. What if like, you know, back in the 1800s or 1700s, like Beethoven and Schumann and all this stuff, they were like, you know, a little on the crazy side. What if there was like medications back then? Would you have like this great art and music that we get to enjoy today?
That is a good question. I don't know.
Because, I mean, granted, they were tormented like in their lives, but they create this amazing art. If there was medication, they're kind of mellowed out. Would that have happened?
Well, that's what they say about most comedians, that they're tormented. They have mm-hmm. they have issues.
Yeah. Well, I think any artsy person has some kind of issues they draw upon. Like me, I talk about my father who had no hair, and it really scared me as a child.
It is traumatic.
Anyway,
it's
all right.
Horrible.
We got some news to get into today. Just a teensy bit of news. And got a lot of great phone calls to get into. But before we get into that, if you'd like to buy a Save Log Carrying Guy t-shirt, and if you buy enough of them, Jack will sing again.
I will sing again. And I think that is enough incentive to...
go to shopsalmon8.com and pick up your Log Carrying Guy t-shirt today.
Because we're running out of time. We're running out of time to save Log Carrying Guy.
Also, the Autism Speaks 25-hour podcast will be on, what's the official date here, Jack?
We're looking at March 21st and 22nd. I believe that's a Saturday and Sunday.
Yes, so if you could send us March 21st, 22nd, that weekend. Let me look at the calendar just to double check, just to be sure. The 21st and 22nd.
Right, and we're going to probably be doing it at the Iceplex.
Yes, the hotel was a bit much, so unless there's
pricey.
A big sponsor out there that'll sponsor us hugely. Yeah.
We're going to have some we're gonna have some bands. I may even sing.
Yep.
Cliff will be there. I'm sure Warm Taffy will be there.
And we're going to try and work out some hotels in the area and stuff like that.
Work out deals for you guys that want to come down to the greater Raleigh area.
Yes. And so give us an email at lpdonate@gmail.com. Let us know if you guys want to come on down. I'm sure we're going to need volunteers. If there's anybody out there who wants to sponsor, I think we also have somebody that might be donating some stuff for an auction, so we might start an auction.
Yeah, we're going to try and do an auction. We're going to try and it's going to probably be stream live.
Yes, stream live on Ustream.
Ustream. And Ice then... Cream. We all stream for Ustream.
And I'm not sharing talks yet. They haven't wooed me back yet.
They haven't wooed you back?
No. But I think the live auction idea is a good idea, and I think we might do it on eBay, so then everyone can bid on it easily.
Yeah.
And I think we might have to put some like classic Jay and Jack items on there. Like maybe the key from the Lost Vidcast, we'll auction that off.
The key is hanging up in my garage right now.
Yeah. Maybe the torn up shirt that I wore in episode 2, 3, and 7, I think, the red shirt.
I don't remember.
Maybe we can throw in Jack's hair.
I'll shave my head again. That's exciting.
And donate the hair.
Yes.
But so there'll be a live auction and all this kind of stuff, and all the proceeds will go to Autism Speaks.
Right. Every single penny.
except for the two pennies I'm going to put in my pocket because
you're cheap.
I'm poor.
And you know what's funny? We were ahead of the official Lost podcast for like a day this week. I think we were at 54 and they were at 66 or something like that. But then they had a recount and now we're behind again.
Before we get into the news, I just want to say Jeff Loeb got kicked out of Heroes.
That's right. That's the guy that was at the...
I'm not going to say anything about karma, but I think you know what I mean.
Well, it's funny because I gave up on the show this year. I don't know why. I just couldn't get into it. And it just...
For me, this is vengeance for all the executive producers, all the directors and people on that show that Badmouth lost their first season. It hurt me.
It hurt you? Why did it hurt you?
Because Lost is like my child, okay? I'm defensive of it, all right? And I don't like when people badmouth it.
Your child. Your child's spoiled.
Well, I don't like when people bash it unfairly. I mean, there's certainly things you can bash about it.
You always bash the people. You always bash the ones on top.
Exactly.
You do. That's just human nature.
But, so, yeah, it's interesting to see where that show's going to go and maybe if it even survives.
I think it's done.
Yeah.
I think it's done after this year.
Yeah, the whole plot lines this year have been kind of ridiculous. I watched a couple episodes and was like, ugh.
Wait, Siler's now a good guy?
Yeah, that, and they're all related, and Suresh is like basically a ripoff of the Fly story, and boring.
I'll say over and over again, they blew it when they kept all the same characters.
I think they blew it in that season finale, the first season. Yeah. It was just brutal. But enough bashing here. Let's talk about a show that's actually good.
Oh,
let's get into some Lost news.
Oh, wait.
Oh, what?
We should thank everyone that voted for us.
Oh, yes. Voted for us in the podcast awards. We did not win. Damn you, MuggleCast.
I was just happy to be representing the podcast world. I was just thankful to be a part of it.
Yes. Thank you for everybody that voted for us. We really appreciate it. Thank you for everybody that nominated this year. Three times in a row we've been nominated.
Yeah,
in
I mean,
the podcast awards.
That's great in itself. There was a Zogby pullout, though.
Uh-huh.
I think 89% of the people that voted said they would have voted for us if Jay wasn't on the ticket. And I'm going to state right now, as obnoxious as he is and as much as it would have been nice to
win
the second award, Jay has to stay on the ticket. I'm just throwing it out. I know 89% don't want him on, but you know you take polls for what they are. But I'm sure this was pretty accurate.
Is my last name Palin? All right, you ready to get into some news?
I am ready.
All right, here we go.
Movie picks.
All right. Really, the only big piece of Lost news is that we have an official season 5 start date. Are you ready?
Dun, 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 dun.
ABC has confirmed that season 5 will begin January 21st at 8 p.m. Eastern. Wednesday, back on Wednesday.
Ooh, you
I'm
think
really
they were,
excited about that.
You think they were listening to us? Because we complained about it all last year.
Did we? What was the reason why we didn't like it being in?
Because I have to work.
That's right. Yep.
Well, you have to go to school early on Friday morning.
Mm-hmm.
I have to go to work at 3 o'clock on Friday morning, so it's like we record and I go straight to work, so I don't get any sleep.
So
I'm off on Thursdays. I can sleep in. We can record all night long.
But it's going to be at 8 o'clock and it start at 8 o'clock, and that's going to be like one of those recap type shows.
Yeah.
Then we're going to have the first episode at 9 o'clock, and then a second episode at 10 o'clock. So three hours.
Wait, they're having two episodes back to back.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So what are we going to do? We can do a recap.
I think like when we do ones that are like 2 hour shows, just be a longer recap.
Is it going to be a 2 hour show though?
Well, two episodes, so relatively.
Well, I didn't realize that was going to happen. I'm going to have to redo my contract. That's a lot of work.
You can't just pull one for the team.
Nope. Is this making up for the? Is this how they're going to do the 17 episodes?
I possibly.
But in 16 days or 16 showings.
Yeah. That's what I think. Maybe.
Okay, I can't complain too much because I'm glad it's back on Wednesday night. I think it works better for everyone.
Well, I mean, to me, it's like when I think about Lost, I think Wednesdays.
Well, it's going to have to go against life. So, I don't know.
But yes, it's going to, from there on out, start at 9 o'clock on Wednesdays, just like season 2.
All right, cool.
Hopefully it's not as bad as season 2.
I didn't think season 2 was that bad. I've been watching some of it on the Sci-Fi Network.
like there, like the beginning and end was good on season two, but like there's a couple of those middle episodes, like Fire Plus Water, and what was that Sawyer one, the Long Con, that were just kind of like, I can skip those, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
But it was, I mean, it was still a good season. Like, it wasn't hero season.
Just think
too
if season
bad.
Two would have been on HBO, how good it would have been.
There would have been, yes.
Yeah, there you go.
also, Yunjin Kim and Daniel Day Kim were voted one of EW's 25 Entertainers of the Year.
Really?
In number 17.
Oh, congrats.
And, speaking of which, what do you think about, I mean, we've had time to think about this. At the end of season four, Jin is presumably dead.
Yeah.
Sun is on a war path.
Right.
So where do you think they're going to go at the beginning of season five?
Let's see. Well, Sun, it looks like she's going after who's ever responsible for, allegedly, Jin's death.
So you don't think Jin's dead?
I don't know where they're going with it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't. You just don't know. He was on that boat. We know all the log carrying people didn't make it. they were running towards the explosives. that still cracks me up. Not that people died. Not that part. But the fact that they were running toward everyone's
Abraham
running.
Lincoln, John F. Kennedy.
Yeah. Everyone's running towards the helicopter, but not the log carrying people. They're having their life jackets and running towards the explosive.
It's like, you guys, you need to go over there.
Maybe if you all blow on the fuse. you just kind of look at it and go, obviously, either no one told them, hey, there's a bomb on the boat. Get off the boat.
And even, I mean, I guess, if
you had a life jacket,
uh-huh.
Okay, I'm just saying, your life jacket, you see them all stressing, getting out, why wouldn't you just jump overboard?
That's what I'm saying. Like, if they jumped overboard, was the ship within the range of the island when it disappeared? Because
we don't know.
No, wait, no, it wasn't because the helicopter crashed, and that wasn't that far away from the boat, right?
It was 5 miles away, right? The boat? Was it 5 miles off the...
And if the plane, if the air, helicopter couldn't make it, and it was going back to the island.
Plus, you have to be in the right...
So they would have been abandoned in the ocean anyway with nothing around them.
But they would have lived.
For a time, like, for a period, they would have died eventually.
Well, you know,
starvation.
Sharks got to eat, too.
That's what I'm saying. So... What was a more justified death? Being eaten by sharks and the thing, or being exploded?
Well, I don't remember the boat. Were there any
rafts or
rafts or anything like that? Yeah,
it looked pretty exploded.
No, before it exploded.
there probably was. I guess. Yeah,
that'd be something.
I guess so, but still, I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's kind of like one of those things. Like, would they have gotten rescue, or would they just sat there and starved?
That's gonna be the big question: is Jin alive or dead?
Mm-hmm. I think he's dead.
I think it would see the losses. A typical show, Jin would be alive, and we wouldn't find out until the final end.
Mm-hmm.
Now, maybe Jin and Sun are Adam and Eve, and maybe that'll be the ending.
Really? You think that?
I don't know.
That's kind of a huge twist and like turn of importance of characters.
Just throwing it out there. And we won't find that out till the end, that they ended up back on the island somehow. And I don't believe that's what happened. I'm just throwing it out there.
Okay.
I just hope he, because I like Daniel Day Kim's character, I hope that he's able to stay on the show, at least the last two, finish off the show.
Yeah, exactly. I can't really show it on here, but if you can check out lost-media.com and check out the most recent post, there's an advertisement for Lost Sky 1, 2, and 3, their promos, and it's some weird thing with
Saeed Jihad.
And it's creepy.
Wow.
Creeps me out. So check that out if you want something to creep you out on Lost-Media.
Or just see Jay's face.
Oh! All right, Jack, you ready to get some listener feedback?
Let's do it.
All right, here we go.
Listener feedback!
All right, it's listener feedback time. Got a lot of great listener feedback to get into today. Jack, are you ready?
Always. You always ask me that, but I'm always ready.
I just need to make sure because sometimes you're not ready.
When have I never been ready?
Yesterday.
All my troubles seem... so far away. I always break into song. I'm amazing.
Here we go.
All right, sorry, Jay and Jack. That's my mother. She needed to talk to me. I don't know why. But as I was saying, I was listening to your podcast, and you said you have a conference, and it's March, at Raleigh. I would totally spend like however much money to get from Colorado to Raleigh and come chill with you guys and talk about Lost. But that's the only problem. I'm going to be in Virginia because the Army has taken over my life and they want training for me. And so if you can convince the Army to let me go, you know, just call Uncle Sam or George W. Bush, whoever won the election, and tell him, like, hey, you should let him go to go see us. So, yeah, just right on. Good show, guys. I love it. Bye.
Hey, Jane Jack. This is Lauren from Boston. I'm a big fan of the show. I try really hard to save all of your shows for the long drives I have when I go to visit my boyfriend. But sometimes I just can't wait. I listen to them at work. But I know I love everything you guys do. I really relate to Jay with the whole long distance and texting and all of that. I think you guys are great. I have two, I guess, comments or theories. One is in response to a previous caller about Abaddon really thinking that Locke was destined to go on that walkabout, and that's why he's searching for him. And if the plane had crashed on his way to Australia, like, then that would make sense. But as it were, his being in the wheelchair prevented him from going on the walkabout. You know, his destiny sort of ended there. You know, he wasn't allowed to go on that walkabout. So I don't think that's what it is. It just doesn't make too much sense. And my second comment, I guess, kind of sparks from the whole who was in the room with Faraday when he first saw the news on television about 8:15, I mean. And I think that we definitely are going to know who that woman is. I don't think it's Charlotte because I have a theory, and it's because they referenced Kurt Vonnegut's Timequake in one of the flash forwards or flashbacks, I forget. But I think that all of the flash forwards are really things that happen between the first and second time people are on the island. And I think that when everyone goes back to the island, it's going to be this time loop. And so we're seeing Faraday, who already we know has some sort of time traveling experience. You know, he's watching the news and he knows that they go back and he knows everything that's happened, but he's still in his present mindset, I guess. And so that's why he's in tears, because he knows that Charlotte gets left on the island and he's, you know, on the raft, and so with all the log-carrying folk. So, you know, part of his subconscious knows what's going to happen to her and people on the island, but part of him doesn't because he's still in a different time at that stage. So I definitely think that we're going to know who that woman is, or she's going to, you know, be a factor in the show. But, yeah, that's just my little theory on that. I think that Kurt Vonnegut's Timequake is going to where everyone's sort of stuck in this autopilot replay of a certain time period. I think that's going to be a big part of this show. Yeah, but that's all I have to say. And I, you know, again, keep up all the great work, and I look forward to hearing the next show. Bye.
Hi, this is Carl Francis, the 23rd, from Madison again. And I know I've called a couple times, but I just heard the song again. And, you know, I've been playing music for years, and this is, it's literally the most brilliant piece of work that I've ever heard in my entire life. And I think that Jay is a big girl. He's a big lady. Yep. So, yep. I think that's it.
Hi, Jay and Jack. This is John from New York. I was just listening to the podcast where Jack sung a song. I loved it. I was so disappointed when Jay interrupted in the middle. Jack, your song was really funny, and I was laughing for like half of it. Keep up the good work. Can't wait till you make another one, even if it takes 6 months or whatever. I thought it was really good. All right. Bye. Thanks.
Yeah. All right. Thank you for those calls.
So what do you think, little girl? Oh, I'm sorry, big girl.
I stand by my statement.
Well, how come everyone says they like the song, but
because
you hate it? Hold on a second. Are you putting the people down?
I'm not putting the people down, but it's the same as like people like rooting for Stephen Colbert when he ran for president. Sure, it's fun, but it's all in the spirit of the fun.
Now, when I came out and blasted your song, this stupid Jay and Jack one,
Yes. People defended me.
We had two. I think two people were outraged and they came,
no,
came
it
to your
was more than two.
Most
okay.
people said your song was horrible.
No.
It was just boring. It was, no. It was vanilla.
A lot of people said they liked my song.
Look, you big girl. I always like to thank everyone for, and I, yeah, Jay did interrupt me, and it was rude. And I don't think I ever come up here when he's performing songs and interrupt him to shut up. What are you doing? This is horrible. I at least let him finish finish the song and let it be completed, and then I say,
uh-huh.
All right, this is horrible. Mm-hmm. I let you start, middle, end, horrible. You just interrupt me halfway through, and I was getting on a roll, too. My voice was starting to get...
crappy.
Loosen up. No, it'll be out in a couple weeks, guys. I appreciate it's really encouraged me to, I think that's my calling.
Yeah.
I think that's my call. I think music is my calling. I think I'm going to have to leave the, I've said before, I'm leaving the Lost Podcast. I'm going into a music career.
Welcome to never making money in your entire life.
Okay, I'm doing a podcast.
All right.
What about Lauren? First, she said that she doesn't agree with Abaddon that Locke was destined because the plane crash. If the plane crash would have happened on the way to Australia, what do you think?
No, I don't know about that. I mean, I think Abaddon knew what he was doing, and
no, but the theory was that he was destined to go. That the whole walkabout stuff.
Oh yeah, I mean, he wasn't telling him to go. He was telling him to get on the mindset to go to the walkabout, so that would send him on the plane back. That would lead to his crash on the island, I believe, anyway.
Okay. And the second, will we find out who the woman was with Faraday when he was crying, watching the news? And I got a question.
Okay.
If he has traveled through all this time, why is he watching the news? isn't that kind of waste? Like maybe he's watching.
No,
maybe
I
he was
mean...
watching. Hey, maybe it was the History Channel.
Possibly, but I mean, like for me, like the way the flashing through time kind of thing goes, it's not like you know everything that happens to everything in the entire world. So I mean, news would still be relevant because you don't know everything that's going to happen.
I guess that's true. The important stuff, though. So will we find out who the woman is? She says she doesn't believe it's Charlotte.
I don't think it's Charlotte either.
No,
I think it's probably going to be another character that's going to be brought up maybe this season or the last season.
What if it's a character that we have seen before?
Like what, Libby or something? Maybe
Libby, maybe Anna Lucia. Well, I don't see Anna Lucia doing the dishes.
Why not?
I just don't see her as a dishes type of... I see maybe with a knife maybe or something. Like that.
Washing dishes with a knife. That's a good picture.
What about Cassidy? Maybe it's Cassidy.
No, I mean, her storyline seems to be pretty strict to Kate and Sawyer.
What if it was Kate? Maybe it's Kate.
For me, I think one that probably... I guess, you know, they probably wouldn't do Libby either because she had her big shocking moment with Hurley.
It has to be someone it's like, oh, I never thought it was going to be her.
Yeah. And that's why I feel more it's going to be someone that they're going to introduce.
I'd rather it be someone that we've seen before.
I agree because, like, it's the same thing with...
Shannon.
That'd be interesting if it was Shannon.
That'd be a shock.
But she's dead. I mean,
But it's someone we... But she was no, it can't be.
It couldn't be Libby either because she's dead too. I mean, this is in the future.
This is stupid. Can't be any of them because they were on the plane.
That's right, huh?
So we're just being stupid here. So it'd have to be. Well, Cassidy was. Cassidy
wasn't necessarily.
On the,
I mean, if they were on the plane, he's crying. I mean, it doesn't mean that.
No, it's not. That's heroes type thing. That's just.
Oh, okay.
That's just bad. maybe Cassidy.
All right, I could see. I think it's probably going to be. I think it's going to be someone we haven't seen.
Anna Lucia's mom.
No.
No. Mm-mm. All right, just throwing it out there. And then we had. I didn't get his name. John Doe. His mom interrupted him.
Well, he did have another call before, but it was pretty embarrassing with his mom going. But
he's
so I was like, I fear to leave that one out.
Joining the army, you got to respect him for that. And what kind of training is he going to be doing?
Army training, sir.
Yeah, but he said that if we could get in contact with George Bush, he wins the election. I know his name.
He said whoever wins the election.
He said George Bush.
Or whoever wins the election.
Yeah, but I know his name was brought up a lot, but he wasn't running. So do you have any close ties with Barack that maybe you could...
Yeah, I'm good friends with him. We went to school at Harvard together.
Yeah, you're not Harvard material. Do you think you could get in there?
I mean, I could go to Harvard, probably. Why do you got to be so doubtful of me? They can make like a podcasting degree there.
And you think you could win? You think you'd be allowed to go there? Well, can we put in a good word for him?
I don't know.
We'll do what we can.
Yes.
We have connections in low places, and we'll see what we can do.
if we can, we will.
Yeah.
Are you ready for the next
set of
calls?
That's a good slogan. If we can, we will. I like it. That's our new slogan.
New campaign.
That's how we're gonna run next year. So we can beat MogulCast. So we can beat MogulCast. If we can,
we will.
We will.
Seriously, Andrew Sims, you have enough awards. Seriously, chill. I'm calling him out.
Yeah, it's.
He goes to Disneyland like every day.
Does he?
Like on his Twitter, it's like, "Oh, I'm going to Disneyland with John Noe, who's of Pottercast." And it's like, "Jeez,
yay!"
How could you go to? I love Disneyland. I know. But how could you go every day?
I would go every day if I could go.
I don't think I would.
I think they work there or something. Or maybe, I don't know, but it's like his Twitter updates have him at Disneyland all the time.
They go there and go, vote for me for the podcast award.
Probably.
There's like 5 million people at Disneyland, so that's how they won. And nothing to do with talent.
Jerks. Jerks.
You know what you should do, Jay?
Yes.
During the recording, interrupt them about halfway through the recording. That's what you do. You have a little jealous streak in you, so that's what you should do.
Oh, man. All right, you're for the next set of calls?
Yeah, let's go.
All right, here we go.
Hey, Jay and Jack, this is Jared from Missouri. Just calling to give you guys a theory I came up with last night, and I don't know if it's been thrown out, so if it's been thrown out, then throw my phone call out, because then I'd not be up to date. My theory is the Comic-Con video has Marvin Candle, I forget what he calls himself now, Peer or something or other, but he starts, we get the idea that he's sending a message from the past to the future, and that message is, and he tries to prove it, that he is, by saying that George W. Bush is our president, and that the whole internet thing. Well, my theory is that our losses, ever since the last season, this new season, we're going to be in the past on the island, and that our lostaways are going to be in the past, so the Dharma Initiative will be in its full swing and all that, and you know, they're basically going to tell them, listen, you're going to be purged and stuff like that. But how I believe he got the information is from our losties. Sawyer, Daniel Faraday, Juliet, all them are going to basically tell Marvin, like, listen, this is what happens in the future, blah, blah, blah. And then there's the whole theory about that Octagon Recruiting is Locke's organization. So then I believe that Locke's going to be like, you need to start recruiting some more, and he, you know, they're going to make this video. And so it wraps it all up. So Octagon Recruiting is Locke's organization, and he's trying to root for it now. But the reason that the way that Marvin Candle got his information is from our losties telling him what's going to happen in the future. So that's my theory, and I'm sticking to it. Guys, great show. We all really appreciate it as a fan community, the work that you guys do for us. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon. Peace out, guys.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is David from Missouri. And I was recently watching the episode in Season 2, Dave, and I got a theory about why Libby is in the mental institute. I think she had what Desmond had and was seeing flashes of herself in the future, saw herself in the island, and went completely insane from it. Somebody put her in a mental institute for being so crazy, and that's the story on that. Love the show. I think Jack's song was terrible, and keep podcasting, guys. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack, Lloyd in PA here. One more time, calling into you guys. Still loving the podcast. By the way, just looking at this, listening to this rather, not looking endlessly, I guess, at this Season 5 promo. I know it's been talked about on your guys' podcast and such. Just a really, really, really minute theory. Kate, when she tells Aaron they're going on vacation, they're not going back to the island at that point. They're running away from Jack. You know how she's so adamant in the first flash forward that we see that she's not going back to the island. I bet a big plot point will be that the other losties or whoever's on board with Jack's idea is they're going to be running down Kate, and Kate's going to be running, maybe, and staying back. And, you know,
on the mainland here in the States. So, anyway, just a quick listen to you guys and some of the transmission, but I'm trying to hit you guys with some ideas here, both podcasts. Love you guys. Keep up the great podcasting. We'll see you.
Jay and Jack, this is Todd in Idaho. I was listening to your podcast today, and I decided to go back and watch the Season 5 trailer. And I have surmised a very interesting theory. It's kind of crackpotty, but I think it's a little bit more rational than anything Jack has ever come up with. So what I want to say is I personally was looking through the trailer, and at the very end there's a scene in which somebody coming out of a Dharma hatch in a yellow jumpsuit is pointing a rifle at somebody who's wearing a white shirt, turned away from the camera and has longer hair. Now, I was looking at this shot, this screenshot, and I noticed that they have a build similar to Faraday. Now, at first I was thinking, cool, Faraday has found a new hatch on the island in which the others have, or something has not tapped them yet to make it so that the Dharma Initiative has disappeared. Because we all know Kelvin Inman was in the hatch for forever during the whole others phase, for years, after Dharma had been destroyed. However, upon further thought among the information Damon and Carlton gave us at Comic-Con, I've kind of thought about the fact that we're not going to get flashbacks or flash-forwards. I kind of think what's going to happen is there's going to be multiple timelines in the storytelling element, not necessarily focusing on specific characters. So I was thinking that what it is Faraday is actually... is the person that the gun is being pointed at in that screenshot. Now, the significance of this is that I personally believe that at one point Faraday worked in the Swan Station. My evidence for this is the fact that he knows the instructional video guy that I can never remember whatever his real name is, Wick, Candle, whatever. So the fact that they recorded that video together, especially with from the Constant episode this last season, we know that he needs a Constant. It's possible that he was able to bring that information from the future and give it to him in the past. So I personally think that Faraday worked in the Swan. Anyway, totally crazy. I understand. Thank you very much. Your podcast is amazing. Keep up the good work. We'll talk to you later. Bye.
All right. Thank you for those calls.
So what do you think of Todd's call? Was Faraday in the Swan Station
before? I think that's a pretty cool theory.
That is a great theory.
I mean, there's so much to do with Faraday that we haven't even really cracked the surface of Faraday yet.
Do we know how long he's tied into the show?
No.
When his contract's up?
I don't know. And I don't know if that's even really applicable because Michael Emerson's contract was only 6 weeks and they just extended it. So
yeah.
I don't know.
Or maybe he's
really
just working for free. You never know. He's an artist.
So he's like you?
Yes. Works for free. I liked it. I liked the great theory. And then we had Lloyd from PA, that Kate is actually running away from Jack.
Yeah, I like that a lot. I mean, it makes sense with her character.
Now, the only problem is she can't leave California.
It's true.
Right.
But, I mean, she's ran from the law before, and when she do it again, you know?
Well, this time she's going to jail.
I know.
Of course, she was running for it to keep out of jail.
Exactly.
So. I never thought about her running away from Jack, though.
Yeah, I could see that. And that's part of the
Jack is out there, and she doesn't trust Ben. She wanted to get off the island in the worst way to get away. She risked going to jail to get away from Ben at the island. So she doesn't want to go back. That's a great theory. And then we had David, who didn't like my song, said it was terrible. But, you know, I'm cool with that. I'm cool. Now, he had a theory on his Dave theory. Listen to it. I thought it was pretty terrible.
Oh.
I thought it was a terrible theory. And I don't hold any grudges, though. I'm just kidding. I'm joking.
Oh, man. That was just mean. The Libby thing. I like it.
I thought it was terrible.
You're so mean.
I'm just kidding.
You can't. I mean, geez. That's just cold.
I'm just kidding, David. I don't care. David from Missouri.
What about Jared from Missouri?
No, but but he was saying the Flash is about Libby.
Well, having the reason why she was in the hospital is because she was flashing like Desmond was.
Now maybe she knows that she dies.
Yeah, and that's what was like making her crazy. But then how did she forget that, though, by the time she went on the island?
Well, you're in love with Hurley, so, you know, when you're in love, you do crazy things.
I guess so, but even... Right. I don't know. I mean, if I knew, I wouldn't walk into my death.
But you can't change the course of what's going to happen.
I guess if it's in that case, yeah.
Yeah, you just get thicker blankets.
It's an interesting concept.
And I was just kidding you, David. I don't care. I know there's one or two people out there that don't appreciate, you know, like fine wine and stuff like that. There's people that just don't like, you know, you give people gold. And they would say, I don't like it. I don't like gold. Here's $1 million. I don't want $1 million.
I want a billion dollars.
So when you get a gift, almost a gift from God.
Don't look a gift horse in the mouth.
Some people don't like it. And then we had Gerald from Missouri, back to back.
Jerry from Missouri. Or Jared, not Gerald. I don't know.
Where did I get Jared?
You said Gerald.
Did I say Gerald? Jerry.
I mean Jared, sorry.
Jared. I wrote down Jared. Why did I say Gerald?
I don't know. You don't know anybody named Gerald, do you?
Do I?
I don't think I've ever known anybody in my life that's named Gerald.
I have known a Gerald.
Really?
I worked with a Gerald. Yes, I did.
Just seems snooty to me. No offense to the Geralds out
there. Well, he had a theory that Locke is actually running Octagon. And I'm going to tell you right now, if Locke is running Octagon, they better get a bailout, because I don't see Octagon making it. Not with Locke in charge. He better be getting his hands out right now for that government bailout, because Octagon, if you have stock in Octagon, sell it now. And I don't want a big rush on Wall Street, but what do you think? That Locke could be in charge of Octagon. What do you think?
Yes, that's a really good
idea.
Now,
do you think if Locke the failure, he's failed at every...
That would make that whole summer game they had going on a lot better than it was, I think.
Now, wouldn't that have been cool if we would have found out for sure that Locke was in charge of Octagon?
Yeah, that would have been way cooler than the crap they gave us.
Wow.
I mean, the video was cool with Pierre Chang, but besides that, it was just basically...
And it is Pierre Chang. It is hard to remember all the names he has.
I know.
But I got to be honest.
Marvin Candle. Something Waxman.
Waxman. Was it Wickman?
There's a Wickman, too, like Wickman? Walter Wickman or something like that. Too many.
He has more names than you have bad songs.
Ooh.
But I just think if Locke is running it, it can't be very profitable. And that's just my stab.
Okay. All right.
No pun intended, at Locke.
All right, guys, we'll keep the calls coming. If you have more theories, if you have some discussion on these calls.
It's actually, I'm getting geeked up about it because it's only 2 months away.
I know. We're getting close. So give us your theories and comments to 206-309-0311.
Call anytime.
All right, Jack, are you ready to close out the show?
I am so ready, because we've probably bored people enough that we need to get out of here.
All right, here we go. All right, guys, that is our show for this Monday.
Before I forget,
yes,
we made a mistake. Actually, I was mailing off some packages for you, and I go, uh-huh. Hey, let me check the mailbox, the mm-hmm. P.O. box. Well, we forgot to pay it.
Yeah, we did.
I knew it was due in October, uh-huh. And I forgot all about it. I was standing in line, I go, oops. So we're just going to let it. We have something else we're doing. Don't send us. You guys have been sending us the checks for $1 million and stuff like that. Stop, because it'll go to someone else. But we've actually let by mistake, we let the P.O. box lapse, and we're going to start it probably again
January.
January, we're going to, because we're doing another thing.
Yes, thing.
Another thing on the horizon.
Thing, not a thing.
A thing.
A thing.
I'm in the South now. It's thing.
Well, I'm refusing to adopt the South's term for thing.
You will someday.
No. I'm not going to be... I'm leaving here eventually. I'm not staying here.
Wow. Where are you going?
I don't know. Somewhere it's not here. I can't be... I can't raise my kids in the South.
Wow.
Actually, you know what? Raleigh's not that bad anymore because it's a lot of Yankees. But I don't know. I don't know if I don't want my kids to have Southern accents. No offense.
Wow. Wow.
I'm just saying.
You've gotten in trouble with this before.
I know. I know it's terrible, but... I don't want my kids to
accept
accents.
I accept everyone.
So do I. No, I don't have anything against
people
it.
From the South.
People from the South are just fine. They're nice people. But I want my kids to have straight, flat American accents.
Where are you going to go?
I don't know.
Well, your girlfriend's from New York. Have you listened to the way they speak?
Long Island accents. Ugh. They're terrible.
Go to California and be like, dude.
I like the California accent. I guess I'm screwed no matter what.
Where are you going to go? Go to Texas?
Texas has
a southern. Go to North. What do they have in Kansas?
Cliff's from Kansas, so I guess that's
okay. Then enough said right there. I wish we could tell his mom story on here, but we can't.
You know, I'd like to find who has like the best accent.
In the nation?
United States,
What about Hawaiian? I like the way the Ryan speaks when he...
Ryan?
No, Ryan from the island. He lives on the island. Ryan from the transmission. I like the way he... I couldn't... I couldn't live in Hawaii because I couldn't pronounce the.
Yeah. Like, think about the way it's like you pronounce it as it's spelled, like exactly.
Ula kula mula ula. It's the opposite of California, where you don't pronounce it how it sounds.
Yeah.
Like La Jolla is La Jolla.
The thing that messed me up is because in
Escondido,
Queens,
enough said.
In Queens, they have Jamaica, but I was like, oh, Hamasha.
Hamasha.
Like, no, it's Jamaica. I was like, oh, well, ours is called Hamasha.
Yes.
Which is weird.
It's crazy. It's just a...
An Elkajon.
Elkajon.
Cajon.
E-L-C-A-J-O-N. Elkajon.
The box.
The box.
In Spanish. All right, give us a call at 206-309-0311.
Call any time.
It's 206-309-0311. Call any time. Comments, questions, comments, and or theories.
And we answer those are some... Like I said, those theories were good.
That's what I'm saying. You guys have been doing great on the calls.
All the theories, we had, what, 8 phone calls?
Yeah.
And 7 of the 8 were great.
Poor Dave.
How do you know I was talking about Dave?
Because you're vain.
But you know, it's funny that he talked about the Dave episode.
Uh-huh.
I love that episode.
It was a great episode.
It was a great episode.
Also,
because I still believe it was, they never really came out and said it. But I think it was a shout out to the fans with all the theories that were on the message.
Yeah.
I swear it. I wish they would. That should be the question we ask at Comic-Con. Has anyone ever asked that at Comic-Con?
I don't know.
No, they really don't ask any questions.
After this past Comic-Con questions that were awful.
Hey, Stuart, if you're listening, that's your question for next year. Because it was a Hurley-based episode.
That is true.
And if you know Stuart, he is the Hurley lookalike.
Mm-hmm.
That's your question for... You'll get more than...
He had the hair perfect this year. He had like, the big mutton chop side.
Well, he does the face... The whole mannerisms are perfect. So, Stuart, if you're listening, that's your question next year. Was the Dave episode a shout-out to the fans of Lost? Because it's a Hurley episode.
So. Also give us an email at lostpodcast@gmail.com. Once again, it's lostpodcast@gmail.com. Also check out our website at jnjack.com with all important information related to our show, like myspace.com, or like our MySpace page, I'm sorry, and our message board at lostpodcast.proboards2.com.
Now, are we going to have information on hotels so people can...
Yeah, I mean, the original idea was to do...
Or maybe we can go around and get a list, and maybe we can get some discounts from some of the hotels.
Well, that's what I'm saying. There's a couple of those ones that are by the Iceplex, and maybe we can get like them the...
Well, they're always coming in and bugging us about discounts.
Yeah?
Yeah, they always say, hey, if you can get a group together.
Okay, well, we'll...
Plus, there's a Waffle House right there. If you can get in there before midnight. If you come after midnight, bring your bulletproof vest. That's all I'm saying.
But we should get those jumpers like they have, like we had for the Halloween party. And you know what I'm talking about? The obstacle course things and stuff.
Oh, yeah,
like that?
That'd be fun.
And we have a live race between you and me after 24 hours.
What I liked about that, it took like 6 hours just to blow them up because they kept blowing the fuse.
Oh,
that was
man.
Nice in the pouring rain.
Anyways.
But I'm looking. Oh, there he goes. I'm looking forward to that. That should be fun.
Give us an email, lpdonate@gmail.com, if you are planning on attending. And yeah.
Yeah, we're hoping to raise... Our goal this year is
$10,000.
$10,000, yes.
And we're doing an auction, too, which should be a lot of fun.
I think Jay is going to play his guitar there and sing. And
well, I'm bringing...
Cliff going to bring his keyboard?
Maybe. He should. But I want to bring my R&B ensemble from
We've had some other bands contact us and said they'd be willing to come and play, too. So.
Really?
Yep.
Sweet. So...
They'll be ice skating for a certain amount of the time.
Yeah.
Go out and skate and...
Play some foosball against me. I'm a foosball champion. What?
Nothing. I'm just listening to you brag. Yeah. Right. Such a big ego.
Whatever. You sat there and talked about how great your stupid song was for the whole show.
I did not say how great it was.
The whole show.
Everyone liked it but Dave.
All right. We'll see you guys next time on the Lost Podcast.
Some people just don't have taste, but that's okay.
Awesome.
Enough about me.
Absolutely.
Less about me, more about everyone else is better for everyone else. Because you know what I've decided to do, though? I was looking at the award today that we won in 2007.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to let you... We made a deal. Since you couldn't keep up your end this year and get enough votes. And people vote... You know, people were... I don't think it's fair that you... Just because 89% of the people didn't vote for us because of you. I don't think it's fair that you don't get the award. So I'm going to bring the award in here. But you have to promise it doesn't get lost in here. That's my biggest fear.
You know what? You can keep it down there until I move out.
Well, you're not. Day. No. Because you move out, it'll be gone forever.
Your
Stay Puft Marshmallow Man will be around for 1,000 years, but that award will be gone.
Man, no faith. No faith in me.
Look at this. Look at this. Your girlfriend must clean your room because it looks pretty clean.
I cleaned it up. She gets all this credit. I cleaned it up. She's a slob.
I think the funny thing is when you came, I don't know if we told this story on the Lost podcast, but Jay has a new roommate. I don't know if, does he listen to the podcast?
God. No, I don't think so.
Now, if you've heard me.
He's had a bag of trash, two bags sitting by the, no, first it was like in the middle of the living room, then he moved it to the door, and he still hasn't taken it, and I refuse to take it out. It reeks. It stinks so bad, but I refuse to take his trash out.
Jay came home complaining one time about his roommate, about being a big slob, and his mom and I just broke up laughing. Because Jay is a slob.
But there's a difference between like leaving food out and crap and it starts to stink like rotten death.
Can you not smell your room?
It's not. Trust me, it's bad. It is bad. I have to like,
the microwave was a mess. And I
have to go inside my room, close the door really quick, and light up all the Glade candles I have in my room. It's that bad.
Is Glade sponsoring our show?
No, but that's...
Then you should just say candle. Scented candles. You don't say Glade because they didn't sponsor our show.
All right, guys. See you next time. Yeah.
We're done rambling. Hey, if anyone's going to be in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, I'll see you there.
Bye.
Bye.